Bluebells by Derek Morrison. Bluebells, first sign of spring. The mood it rises as blackbirds sing. The woods are carpeted in glorious blue. On shaded verges their heads poke through. Bluebells, a quintessential British bloom. Nature's art, dispelling winter's gloom. But wait, there's something that's not quite right. The blue is wrong, it is too bright. And the stems are much too straight, undermining the traditional state. Our ancestors joined that garden club, spread its seed through wood and shrub, so a new migrant form set the trend, for with British natives it would blend, making vigorous hybrids from their seed, but stoking anxiety about indigenous breed. Some gardeners viewed this migrant flower as turning good British soil most sour, and so they wanted to pull them out, so purer bluebells were free to sprout. But such radical changes to our woods could now impact on our other goods, so the people were asked to speak. A small majority then showed their pique, scorn on this foreign flower they pour, wanting British bluebells again to soar, woods again carpeted in right tone of blue, so things would look like they used to do. But the lighter bluebell now has deep roots, so each year towards the sun it shoots, and as some gardeners pull out the stem, other gardeners plant them back again. The hybrid bluebell also has now great grip, for it grows on soil the natives skip, and so its absence would create a void where native bluebells are not employed. The bluebell's future is now unclear, and many gardeners suppress their fear about the promised new bluebell spring and flourishing summers that will bring. God, he smiles as he hears this plan while briefing nature to bypass man.